This morning, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway said President Trump is open to avoiding a partial government shutdown on Friday if lawmakers pass a measure that funds the government for 2 months, even if it doesn't give him the $5 billion he wants for a border wall.
That doesn't mean the president is backing down from a central promise, not a campaign promise, a promise as president of the United States and our commander in chief to keep us safe.
And Trump tweeted today, one way or the other, we will win on the wall.
He also tweeted the U.S. military has defeated ISIS in Syria, and the White House press secretary confirmed that U.S. troops are beginning to come home from that conflict. Let's bring in our political strategist. We have Alice Stewart, the Republican strategist. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Robin.
And Bill Press, the Democrat who hosts the Bill Press radio show in Washington, D.C. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good to be with you.
And talk first about Syria. The president's declaration, U.S. has defeated ISIS in Syria. But we're hearing this isn't considered a done deal in Washington. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says withdrawing U.S. troops would be an Obama-like mistake, leaving the Kurds, our allies, there to the mercy of, you know, what's remaining of ISIS and the Turks. Alice, you know, your thoughts on what you would say to the president about this?
Well, Lindsey Graham does raise an interesting point, and we have to recall what happened in the Obama administration and the creation of a vacuum when we prematurely pulled troops out of various regions and allowing ISIS to grow. So that is something that certainly needs to be considered. However, I do have confidence that this decision was thought out with information that we all clearly do not know at this time. And if the president feels this is the right move to make and is not going to be too harmful, not just to our troops over there, but the further creation and growth of ISIS, then it's certainly something that we need to have confidence that he's making the right decision.
Well, you know, Bill, Alice says she has, you know, confidence or faith or hope that he will be consulting, it sounds like, Alice, presumably with the military. Bill, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, as a Democrat, I always considered the Syria operation a disaster for Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. We went in there with the avowed purpose. I was at the White House every day, and they told us we're never going to get out of there until as long as Bashar al-Assad is in power. He failed in his goal. I think Donald Trump has failed in his goal. If we leave, and it looks like we are, Assad is still in power. The civil war still rages on. Russia is still aiding Bashar al-Assad, even in the use of chemical weapons. And if we think ISIS has gone away forever, we're kidding ourselves. I think this is almost a Vietnam-like move, meaning we just face that we failed in Syria and we might as well get out.
Okay, let's skip through the shutdown stuff really quickly because it's getting boring at this point and we're going to be back here in 2 months anyway.
Never mind.
Yeah. Bill, does anybody win from this, and is this going to be a problem for Nancy Pelosi, who's now going to have to deal with this as one of her first acts as probably Speaker of the House in February?
No, I think it's a win for Nancy Pelosi. Look, a week ago, she sat in the Oval Office with Donald Trump and Chuck Schumer and President Trump at the time was saying, I'm going to shut it down. I'm proud to shut it down. It's my shutdown. I'll take credit for it. I'm not going to blame you Democrats. Now, I was at the White House yesterday where Sarah Huckabee Sanders says we're looking for any way we can to avoid a shutdown. Kellyanne Conway may say that's not backing down. That's backing down. Nancy and Chuck, big win.
They haven't revoked your pass, Bill, at the White House. That's good.
Alice, don't say anything. Don't say anything, Jeremy.
Whether or not he can ask another question remains to be seen.
Right. Alice, what do you think about the shutdown?
And the wall.
This is something I say often in politics. It's more important to do it right than to do it right now. And clearly the president has staked his territory with regard to what he wants, with regard to securing the border and building the wall, $5 billion, and the Democrats have staked their ground. And it's important to meet in the middle. I'm glad to see that Republicans and Democrats and virtually all those involved here realize the consequences of shutting down the government over Christmas time. And this is an issue that's not going away and it can just as easily be dealt with in February as it can right now. The question is, you know, how will the president respond to the proposal? But look, this is something he campaigned and won on, building the wall and securing the border. And it's something he has to show some progress on. But it looks as though we're hearing from the White House that maybe securing the border may not necessarily have to include building the wall. So hopefully they're open to a few more suggestions on how to follow through on that campaign promise.
Okay, we'll put that aside for now as well, because we also have the Trump Foundation. Alice, this There are a few words for this. Is appalling. The president told he has to shut down this family charity. An attorney general in New York wins the lawsuit. He has to shut it down immediately because, first of all, it's negligible, because most of the money has been used in a shocking pattern of illegality to pay for his own interests. I mean,
those are the words of the New York Attorney General.
Yes, exactly. I mean, things like a $7 quote donation to the Boy Scouts, which, you know, some people are thinking that might have been the cost of his son's registering for something, writing off $7. I mean, this is, it's just, I mean, it's Christmas time. We think of Scrooge. You know, how do Republicans handle this?
Look, just to be honest, Robin, I'm actually surprised it took this long for them to make this decision. I feel like it should have been shut down long ago. I had concerns back during the campaign when money was being raised for veterans organizations, and there was really no concrete evidence it was going there. Mm. That being said, it does not look good, and there are a lot of questions that need to be answered, and, you know, as to the exact purpose of the foundation. But the best thing for all involved, I agree, is to shut it down. And if there is a way to show a full accounting of how money was dispersed, that would help answer a lot of questions. But this is something that I do believe has caused some issues, and is best to in order
why
to avoid this in the future.
Why aren't we hearing from Republicans about it, though?
Certainly because they are supportive of the president, and they don't want to be critical, because this is an issue that the president certainly was very forceful on, that he was going to continue the operations here. And Republicans understandably want to support this president, want to support his policies, and do not want to get entangled in something that is certainly going to be controversial.
Bill. Can I say, Robin, I think you don't hear from the Republicans because there's no way to defend it. They know they can't defend it, so they'd just rather shut up. And, you know, what I find appalling, all the examples you mentioned, I mean, even the one big contribution, I think, was to repair the fountain in front of the Trump Hotel, as if that were a charitable contribution. But if you look, you know, it's not just the Trump Family Foundation. It's the Trump campaign. It's the Trump transition. Mm. It's the inaugural committee. It's the White House itself, as well as the charity, that are all under investigation. It's almost like everything that Donald Trump has touched is now at least suspected or being investigated for illegal activity.
Okay, let's talk about one thing that we never hear about, which is a huge bill that gets bipartisan support, which is what happened in the Senate. This is Dick Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois, speaking last night about the Senate's passage of a criminal justice reform bill that's been on again, off again for years. Here he is.
The result is the most extraordinary political coalition I have ever witnessed in the time I've been in Washington. The so-called First Step Act, the revised First Step Act, is a bipartisan sentencing and prison reform bill that is sponsored by 34 senators, 17 Republicans, 17 Democrats. It is supported by President Trump and a broad spectrum of stakeholders.
This is going to have a big impact on prisoners, on the criminal justice system. Bill, your thoughts. How did we get here?
Well, first, quickly, I want to say this is, as Joe Biden might say, a BFD, long overdue. It will do a great deal of good in terms of correcting the long wrongs in our prison system, in our sentencing system. And we got here. This started under Barack Obama. There was a very strong bill. It's been weakened down now, but still I'm not taking away. This is an important, very good bill, first step. And we got there because people came together.
Including Jared Kushner,
going to give a shout out to Donald Trump and to Jared Kushner for pushing this, even when Mitch McConnell said there wasn't time for a vote. And I think the lesson learned here is when the parties do get together and Donald Trump is willing to work with the Senate Democrats, he can get things done that are good for him.
But I think it's also important to note, Bill's made a great point. This is very helpful to those that are exiting our prison system, but it's also beneficial to our communities. It makes our communities safer, and everyone benefits. We have former inmates coming out to be productive, law-abiding citizens and integrating back into society. It's helpful to everyday Americans across this country. And, you know, the recidivism rate of people exiting prisons and returning to the life of crime and going right back into prison is out of control. And this First Step Act is a great way to help them while they're incarcerated to learn what they need in order to become productive citizens when they come out. So this is a win-win for everyone.
We have a few seconds left. This is the last time we're going to speak to you guys this year. So first of all, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. Tell me your favorite politician of 2018, Alice.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to both of you.
Don't filibuster.
My favorite politician, well, that's Bill. Bill's thinking of one.
Bill, what do you have?
Well, my favorite politician, I have to tell you, I guess died this year, is John McCain.
Okay. Oh, and Alice?
Yeah.
I agree. John McCain is a good one.
Yeah.
John McCain. And I think, you know, I have to say, you know, President Trump is doing a good job when it comes to politics.
Well, on that, we disagree. But still, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thanks to both of you.